Hello and welcome to TXF's Daily News Podcast. I'm Max Thompson, editor at TXF. In the project and export finance space on our Essentials news offering, more details have emerged on the debt financing for the $1.5 billion Canadian dollar 900-megawatt Cascade Power combined cycle gas turbine project in Alberta, Canada. Over on our third-party news tracker service, in the project and export space, the World Bank has appointed Keith Hansen as the new country director for Kenya, Rwanda, Somalia, and Uganda. Friends of the Earth is to seek a judicial review of the UK government's decision for its export credit agency, UKEF, to provide a support package to help finance a Southern African gas project. And Mainstream Renewable Power has appointed Paul Corrigan as CFO, following the promotion of Mary Quaney to Group Chief Executive Officer. Over in the commodity finance world, on our Essentials news front, Mercuria has returned to the offshore loan market for its annual foray, and there is a COVID premium this time round. On our third-party news tracker service in the commodity space, global mining deal value fell to $46.6 billion in the first half of 2020, a drop of over $18 billion from the same period last year as the coronavirus crisis hit, according to new research by Global Data. Russia's largest gold producer, Polyus, has reported a 63% year-on-year Q2 net profit rise to $684 million due to a 31% increase in gold prices. And Trafigura has established a low-carbon aluminium financing platform of up to $500 million. Natixis and Rabobank supported the commodity group in the design and structuring of the innovative instrument. And last, by no means least, in the trade finance sphere, EDC Group, the UK's development finance institution and impact investor, has announced a new two-year revolving $50 million trade finance to South Africa's Absa Bank. The International Chamber of Commerce has launched ICC Digital Standards Initiative, which will work towards establishing a global harmonised digitised trade environment. And the European Bank for Reconstruction and Development has agreed a $54 million loan to İşbank, the largest private lender in Turkey. That's all for now, folks. And don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You also can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle @TXFmedia.